And thank you so much for the paraders today. You helped Pastor Lita and I make that really festive and joyful with the band. So that was awesome. So this one's probably not a question that every single person can answer. It kind of dates me itself. But do you remember when someone said to you, "Hey, do you want to go see the Titanic?" And you were said to yourself, I feel like I know how that story's going to end. I'm not sure I really want to go. Sometimes I wonder if people feel that way about this week. Sure, today looks nice, beautiful, festive, exciting, but we know where this story is going. Why should we go there? Why should we go there at all? Why should we journey to the dark place? I like lights. You could just show up at Easter, avoid the pain, and you could, and I get it. I mean, betrayal, darkness, and death does not sell tickets. Yay! As we say, we'll put the fun in funerals. But this journey into Jerusalem is God in flesh walking not to death, not how I would frame it. God is walking to love. Loving us no matter where we go. Think about how that changes how we view the story. Jesus walking to death or Jesus walking to love no matter what. Yes, even if that risks death. And children, I can tell you, you can see your parents right now. And I know nobody wants to think that, but you know what I know about your parents? They would die for you. As I consider Holy Week, it reminds me of the journey that Pastor Lita and I have taken so many times with many of you as we walk through your life with you. A road that often starts with, "It's serious, Pastor." Or, "We think it's cancer." Or, "We don't know if she's going to pull through." And we walk into a room with you. And I can tell you that no matter how much light is in there, no matter how joyful voices are, no matter how the sun shines through the window, there is a darkness that hangs in that room that's hard. I have to tell you, in those times, there's not a soul that doesn't wish they could wake up and find out that that moment was just a dream, right? So like the movie Titanic, when you think about whether you want to join this show, your first instinct might be, no. But I'm reminded that when a friend is hurting, dying, maybe just in need in any way, we respond not because we think it will be fun. We do this because we love them. Love. Love is a interesting, broad word, isn't it? Hollywood loves to tell the passionate love story, but never tells you. They never tell you that the very word passion, passionate love, comes from our Holy Week story. And that's actually pretty cool. The word in Greek, pati, or passion, was transformed by this story. It changed the very meaning of the word through Christ. The original passionate love story did not involve two star-crossed lovers on a boat. It didn't involve some rainy day embrace like some other picturesque movies. It wasn't something that was manufactured by Hollywood that showed one little part of love that makes us feel warm and fuzzy, but isn't all of it. No, the word was pati, to suffer. By the way, no, I don't usually bring that up at weddings. This love story that we hear from Christ Jesus transformed the word to suffer, to be connected with unimaginable love, unimaginable holy love for you. Stop and think about that for a moment. Unimaginable holy love. I think sometimes we wish all of our relationships felt this way. And sometimes we catch a glimpse of it in our relationships with one another. Sometimes we are more hurt because we're not able to carry us through like we imagine love should be. It reminds me of 1 Corinthians 13. Now I see in a mirror dimly, then I will see face to face. You know what I mean by that. Sometimes there's those moments in relationships where you say, oh, there it is. But we also know that humanity can fall short at times. But see, I think that's the power of Holy Week. When we journey through Holy Week together, we empower ourselves to be more prepared to journey into the part of love that Christ journeyed, into those hospital rooms, and into the hard questions of aging or tragedy. And even maybe empowered to stand up when you see injustice in the world and start asking yourself how you can use your life to transform the situation. Because if you love the world, if you love those people, if you look at people with that passion, you realize very soon that that might mean we are called to not just love those people who are in great situations, but to love the world when they're hurting, to show that in the midst of suffering, we have a gift to share. It's easier to turn your eyes when the going gets tough. It is. If you don't love, you won't get hurt. It's easier in the midst of the hardest of days to just not show up. Or, in the cases of some issues, not bring it up. I won't ask them about their pain, because then I may feel their pain. Ever done that? I have. I learned that that's not always the best way. In fact, most of the time it's not. But when we love, when we learn to love, when we walk in love, we learn that we must go there to tell the friend, I don't know how to help, but I want you to know that I know you're hurting. I want you to know that I'm thinking about what you're going through. And so as Christians, we know it's easier to not bring up justice issues. Don't talk about politics. It's too painful. But in Christ, we must ask ourselves how we can respond, how we can be advocates in our world. As I've said before on the issue of hunger, we can argue politically on how to feed the hungry, the best programs to feed the hungry, so forth, how we're going to execute this. But I hope we're not going to argue about whether we are called to feed the hungry, because we know that responding is who we are, because we walk with Christ on that road to Jerusalem. And we acknowledge sexuality and the many diverse ways that we live in our world, not because talking about GLBTQ issues and how they connect in our church is easy, but we found how necessary it is because we know people who were hurting, because we don't want children thinking that they don't have a safe place to talk to someone, because we know we are called to be the place with open arms to help people in their times of need. And now we sit with tough issues like refugees, with a million people or more who want to be here in this country, and our instinct might be, Pastor, don't go there. Don't go down that road. Don't go there, because we don't have an answer and we may argue. Too political. But being a Christian is not coming with all the right answers. It's trusting that we are called to advocate for those who cannot advocate for themselves. In Jesus' day, it was, if I stay away from the unclean, I can be holy. This was transformed by Christ into, when I come across the unclean, maybe I'm the one who's called to bring the holy into their lives, not because I am more holy, but because I am free to know that love of God and in the world, love is not a requirement for me to stay out of the muck. Today it's the same. I don't have all the answers. It's messy and imperfect. And when Pastor Lita or myself walk into a hospital room, sometimes we stumble too. In our lives, in hard situations, we stumble, we fall. Perhaps it's our cross to bear. But we are reminded as we lay those palms down at the foot of the cross that everything we have, everything we are, we can lay down at the foot of the cross and transform those hosannas. Transform those into the word that will break forth on Easter. Join us for the rest of this Holy Week. Walk down that road into the darkest valley. Empower yourself to be a gift of God in the world wherever you are. Amen.